family, Lutheran church. I was one of four children. I was the baby. My parents, all I can say is it's the grace of God, and I'm glad Derek chooses sinners to give testimonies, because that's all I can, when I was thinking about what to say.
That's all I can find.
Because I look back even a month ago in my life, and I'm thinking, oh my, I shouldn't even be standing here sharing my testimony. But loving family. Dad was very adamant about us going to church, and it wasn't in a harsh way at all. But my father, as the story goes, when he was a little boy, he used to get up on his own and run to church in Wisconsin. He didn't ever know his real father. He was raised by his grandfather, but as I got older and the stories came, they said Virgil would, they'd see him run across the schoolyard and go to church. No one asked him to or made him to. That was not my story. I tried not to go to church. So anyway, I'm very thankful, and so many times I say, God, how did I get into such a beautiful family? We were imperfect as well. Well, one day I came home, and I was a sophomore in high school, and someone was waiting in the driveway. And my mom worked at the high school, and they said my father was in the hospital. So we went there. I didn't know what a brain aneurysm was. No one told me. And 12 hours later, my father was gone. My father, I don't think I ever heard him say a bad word in his life. He was very happy, hard worker, did vacations. His name was Virgil. That's why I always love saying hi to Virgil here. And so anyway, that was a big reality for me. All of a sudden it happened to me, and I didn't know quite how to process it. The miracle came when my brother, who was not probably walking with the Lord at that time, my dad was just so into the kids and he just cared so much about us, but my brother was working at Weyerhaeuser and probably not living the life that my dad would have wanted him to, and they would probably call them, some people might call them nerds or whatever, but there was a boy named Stephen Bowie that kept asking my brother after my father died to go on a retreat with them. And Steve's like, no, forget it. I'm working. I can't go. And so he asked him several times. He kept inviting him with integrity, and Steve turned him down. Well, Steve went to work one Friday, and they said Weyerhaeuser is closed. And I didn't know this till years later. And he said, well, why? He said, why is it closed? And they said, we can't tell you. And that was the day the boat was to leave in Seattle for a weekend retreat. And so he said, well, what have I got to lose? So he called his friend, well, not even his friend, he called Stephen Bowie. And that weekend he wept his eyes. He wept and wept and wept. The Holy Spirit must have been on the boat. God had prepared Steve to hear it. His life changed, and I can literally tell you, from Friday to Monday, I had a new brother. The kindness, I felt love in the years that came. He's now a pastor, but in the time when he went to school, he brought his friends over, and I cannot tell you, I was still fighting it. I was still like, no, I don't want to give up. You know, I don't know what it means, but his friends were so amazing, and they were so loving and funny and real that I felt and felt their aroma. So through the death of my father, I'm sure his prayers were answered. My brother has gone on to the ministry. His life affected mine. I never forgot how I felt. I moved to Southern California and did my wild thing, but I never forgot Steve. He always was there. Cindy, how are you? He never pushed. And so that was my, I knew God was real. Fast forward, my mom was diagnosed with cancer about quite a few years ago, and Santa was a little girl then, and we went down and cared for her, was her caregiver, and another answer to prayer. Through the course of it, we were there for 3 months. We moved in and cared for her, and Santa was so excited because mom had cable. I didn't let my kids watch cable. And so the only morning that Santa never got up early was the morning my mom passed away. And I never thought about it. I feel like God answers my prayers in just ways that I don't even ask for. He's always there one step ahead of me. I don't know why. I think it's grace. Well, anyway, Santa didn't wake up till 11. And by that time, they had already come and got my mom. And when mom had passed away, we were with her. My sister wasn't even supposed to come that night. And out of the blue, she showed up. And that was the next morning my mom passed away. She had an incurable cancer. But anyway, I was so grateful. And Santa got up, and I was able to just, through grace, just tell her that her grandma died. She was very close to her grandma, and she gave her much joy. And Another answer to prayer, maybe some might think it's a no, and when Derek and I talked on the phone, he said anyway, we didn't want three no answer to prayers up here. So the three most beautiful answers to prayer are my children, and their names are Santa, Addison, and Claire. And everybody prays for a healthy child, and I got Claire, who wouldn't be considered healthy. She was born with 90% of her brain damaged, and she's 100% dependent upon us. So some might say that was a no, and some might call it a no after she was born. Some people called it a tragedy, and I really just got sympathy. You know, we're so sorry about Claire, but I have to tell you that God is so beautiful. Like, she has changed our lives. And when I was reading the quotes about prayer, I had written down some things this morning, but prayer is dependence upon God. And my little girl can't walk or talk. She communicates in her own way, but she is totally dependent upon me and my husband and our family for everything. And she has taught me just through that in her loving, kind ways what it must be like to be that kind of person with my Heavenly Father. So as I've held her all these years and spent many, many hours and weeks with her, I feel like the no was a no, but what a blessing the no was, you know. And so when I totally get it, I don't judge or say I wish everybody have healthy babies. But God in His mercy and His grace has given us just such a joy. And I'm so proud of our daughter. She's gone on and is going to, going to be teaching in the schools and helping kids like my daughter to move forward in their education. And that's a big yes. But more than anything, I'm just so grateful for God's grace. And those are my answers to prayer.
All right. Thank you. Let's give her a hand.